Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your coach, Chanel Bush. And my special guest speaker for today is going to be Dr. Laura Lewis. I'm excited about having Dr. Lewis on today because she is a phenomenal woman, and to add more to her, she's actually even a psychologist, and she has a talk show, or she speaks on mastering the art of relationships. She is the CEO of the Atlanta Couple Therapy. So I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Lewis take over, and I will be opening up the line towards the end for our guests to ask questions if there's any questions. So I ask right now that everyone would mute their phones as they're coming in. As you're calling in, please mute your phones. That way I'll be able to keep it open for those who will have questions towards the end. So I thank you all very much for joining in today with us, and here is Mrs. Dr. Lewis.
What's up, everybody? Oh, my gosh. I am so excited to be here to talk to you guys today. I love what Chanel is doing on this platform, creating a place to talk about self-love. I think it is so, so needed. As a psychologist, speaker, couples therapist, I teach couples how to hit the reset button after infidelity. I also teach counselors, life coaches, and psychologists how to get started with speaking, how to book speaking engagements. I've done just over 200 speaking engagements all over the world. And I love speaking. I love speaking because it allows for me to kind of take the work that I do usually on the couch in my office to the masses and see lives transform. So I'm excited, y'all. I'm so excited about being here. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about how to go from the bedroom to the boardroom. And I want to share with you how I took my business from food stamps to six figures. So let's start with going from the bedroom to the boardroom. So I know a lot of you may be trying to find that balance between being a career woman, you know, managing your job, your career, wanting to see that manifest, to, you know, trying to keep things tight and right in the bedroom. So I want to talk to you guys about that. So get your pens and your notepads out because I am here to give you some support and some guidance on this exact topic. All right, so the first thing is wherever you are, be there. If you're at work, be at work. Totally focus at work. Don't try to do home while you're at work. When you're at work, drill down and be focused. Now, when you're at home, turn that computer off. Turn that cell phone off. Just be there with your children, with your family, with your boo. Like, that's what I mean when I say wherever you are, be there. Because one of the challenges that I see for men and for women where they're trying to multitask, where you're trying to be at home and then check emails, be at work and still be trying to be on mommy duty while you're at work. And it's confusing, it's stressful, and it's overwhelming. And so give yourself permission just to do one thing at a time. Now, let's talk about the bedroom a little bit. Sometimes I see, as a couple therapist, that, you know, we're excited when the relationship first starts. You know, it's just a look and it's on. But then somewhere along the lines, we lose that passion. And maybe that's when you start to feel like, I'm just not feeling love anymore. I don't know. I just lost that exciting feeling. But one of the things that I see is that we become lazy lovers, in a sense, where we stop attending to our significant other's needs and desires and what lights them up inside. And so I want to encourage you to set up a weekly date night. And for the couples that come to my events, my retreats that are part of my After I Do membership, one of the things that I talk to them about is I talk to them about this thing called all-day foreplay. All-day foreplay is like not where we're just, when it comes to the bedroom, that's when we are like, okay, let's get it on. But no, throughout throughout the day. Like in the morning, you see him made a racing text message. I can't wait to see you. You put a little note inside their shoe. Like when you get home, it's going to be on. And that creates this anticipation, this excitement where you're looking forward to that moment when it comes to the bedroom. So those are some things that I would encourage you to do to kind of keep that excitement, that exciting feeling, that anticipation when it comes to the bedroom. Now, one other thing I want you guys to keep in mind is that there are levels to intimacy. So one level of intimacy is emotional intimacy. Emotional intimacy is, can I talk to you about my feelings? If I'm sad and I tell you, man, I'm just so disappointed, are you going to beat me up? Like, you know, you should have known better. I told you that you needed to do this. Or are you going to be that soft place for me to land? Are you going to be that space where I could just let my burdens down? And that's what we have to create in our homes. We have to create an environment where your partner can come to you and say, oh, man, it was a hard day. And they can know that you are a safe space for them and vice versa. So that's emotional intimacy. Social intimacy is doing things together, you know, cooking together, going to the movies together, going to a concert, sharing in each other's interests. One of the things that I do in my After I Do Academy is I tell my couples, make a list of 10 things that you both enjoy, and then rip off sheets of paper with each thing and then rotate doing one thing each week. And the reason why I do this activity with the couples that I work with is because it creates that fun back into date night. Well, we're not just going to the movies every week, or we're not just going to ballet every week, but maybe we go to a football game, maybe we go to a basketball game. And so that way, both of our interests are honored in the relationship. So that's one thing of social intimacy. Now, intellectual intimacy is exchanging ideas, right? For some people, it's important to them. They call themselves a sapiosexual, where it's important to them to be able to talk about politics, talk about world news, talk about things that are going on a political level. For some individuals, intellectual intimacy is a high priority. And so you just have to be clear of, is this important to my spouse, and how am I creating a space to honor that? Right? So that is intellectual intimacy. Spiritual intimacy, for some couples, that can include prayer, going to church together, being active in ministry together. For some couples, it's talking about their walk with God. Like, God is really working with me in this area, and this is what I'm noticing about how God is manifesting in my life right now. So that's spiritual intimacy. Now, lastly, we have the last level, which is physical intimacy. And I know for a lot of people, when they think about physical intimacy, a lot of people think about sex. But it is so much more than just sex. Physical intimacy is kissing, touching, caressing, massage. One of the things that I do with my couples at Atlanta Couple Therapy, where my practice is, I say, okay, draw a picture of a body, and then I want you to rank order on a scale 1 to 5. Where would you like for your spouse to touch you leading up to an intimate moment? So for some people, they may say, okay, a 1 is kiss. Let's start with the kiss. And then say a 2 is hold my hand. Say a 3 is give me a foot massage. And they may start with chest and then go to the genital area. And so this is a really interesting exercise. I call it the body mapping exercise, because it helps to reveal what some of those areas are that might be neglected. You might think you know what your significant other wants, how they want to be touched, but it may not actually be what it is. And sometimes, say, for example, my couples who have been together for 15, 20, even some of my couples have been together 30 years, and in the beginning, when they first met, there were certain areas that were erogenous zones. Those are the areas that are tantalizing, that they excite them. And now those areas are sensitive. Like for some people, they may be sensitive on their chest, and they're like, whoa, don't start there. Like, get to the chest area later. And so after they've had children, and I mean, it's so important that you stay in tune with what he sounded like in this season. And the key with really being able to go from the bedroom to the boardroom is that you know what each other likes. You're staying in tune with each other's world, and you're setting realistic expectations. Now, what goes into setting realistic expectations? For this part, it is really important that you talk about who does what. Like, a lot of times, especially for my ladies that come to me for counseling, a lot of times there is this feeling of, like, he should just know what I want. I shouldn't have to tell him. He should just know what I need and do it. And the fact that he doesn't know, that just lets me know I'm not a priority to him. And so for my ladies, I'm like, okay, you know, your boo is not a mind reader. Like, we're going to have to tell him. And we also are going to have to extend some grace if he gets it wrong, right? Because maybe you're like, man, I just need help with washing these clothes. And he washes the clothes, but he doesn't fold them like the way you want them folded. Now you're like, well, you wash them, but she fold them. And so then he is like, well, dang, I just can't get it right. Don't make it so difficult for your spouse to put a smile on your face. Make it easy for them to please you. And the way that I help my couples with that is I tell them, okay, make a specific request and positively reinforce when your significant other does that. So, for example, babe, it would take such a huge load off if you can get the kids dressed in the morning, and then I'll pick them up from school and get dinner ready in the afternoon. But if you could get them dressed in the morning, oh, my God, that would take a huge load off. And you see, I was specific. I asked exactly for what I wanted. I was clear. And then now when it gets done, I say, oh, I reinforce. I don't just let it go unnoticed. I say, wow, babe, like that took a huge load off. Thank you so much for doing that, because I know I had talked about it, but to see you actually get it done, oh, that meant so much to me. So you ask, you make a specific request, and then you reinforce all over when you get that done. When you see that your spouse is doing that thing, reinforce it. All right, guys. So now that we have talked about how to go from the bedroom to the boardroom, I want to shift gears a bit and talk to you more about my story. So before I shift gears, I want to open it up for any questions. So we're about to shift gears into going from food stamps to six figures. But before I do that, I want to just close out this section with asking if there are any questions about anything that I have talked about so far. Before we close out this segment, any questions about going from the bedroom to the boardroom? Going once, going twice, going three times. All right, we are shifting. And guys, I also want to let you know that I have a freebie. I have a freebie called Strike a Balance. I will give Chanel the link for that. And basically, this freebie is going to really go into detail. It's a video masterclass. It's an amazing masterclass. And I talked to you about how purpose-driven women can create balance in their life. And so I talked to you about some of the specific strategies that I use and that I give to the women that I work with on how they can prioritize themselves and create a life that they are excited about. I don't know how many of you have felt like when it comes to Monday morning, like, oh, my gosh, it's Monday, and have to drag yourself to get out of bed, but it doesn't have to be like that. And so I'm going to share with you my free masterclass called Strike a Balance, and I will get the link over to you guys so it can be in the show notes. All right, so let's shift gears. So food stamps to six figures. I was at a really low point in my business, y'all. So this was several years ago. I want to say it was 2012. It's 2012, and I had started my business, and I was super excited about starting my business. But how many of you know that sometimes you can have a vision for what you want? God will let you see the end, but you don't see the manifestation of it. And how many of you guys know that is super frustrating when you're like, okay, I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but you're not seeing the physical manifestation of what the dream is in this season. And so that's what was happening to me. It was 2012. I had just finished my PhD in school for forever, y'all. Somebody right now in the comments, hashtag forever. So I was in school for about 10 years, 3 years for my master's, and, no, 3 years for undergrad, and then 2 years for my master's, and then my PhD, like, 6 years. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm finally done with school. Let the money come rolling in. I don't know if you guys have ever felt like that before, where you're like, okay, I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to do. Now things should be good for me now. Well, it wasn't good for me. In fact, it was one of the lowest points that I had ever been in, where I was on food stamps. And I was like, this wasn't the dream. This wasn't what I saw for myself. And so here I am trying to inspire other people, but I am on food stamps. So I'm like, kind of disappointed in myself. How many guys have ever felt like that before, where you're working hard, you're trying to make things happen in your life and in your world, but you're not seeing it manifest? And so for me, I'll never forget, I was driving to Popeyes. I love fried chicken, y'all. Hashtag Popeyes is amazing. But anyway, so I'm at Popeyes, and I'm explaining my order to the lady, and I say to her, I would like a piece of fried chicken, a fried thigh. And she was like, what? And I was like, a fried thigh, because I couldn't afford all the other items. I could not afford the full meal, two pieces and a side and a drink. Ain't nobody had money for that. So I was like, I would like a fried thigh. And she asked me about 3-4 times. I happened to explain to her, just one piece of chicken, ma'am. And so then I get to the front, you know how you make your order in the drive-thru and then they give you your food. And I look and it's two pieces of fried chicken and a biscuit, y'all. I was so excited. I was like, yes, because I love fried chicken. And so it was kind of a bittersweet moment because I was like excited, but then on the other side of it, I was like, this cannot be life. I'm excited about two pieces of fried chicken. Like, what is happening right now? You know how sometimes you have a vision for your life and you're like, man, this ain't it. And so here I am, a psychologist, finished with school, doing all the things that people say that you should do to be a success, but I'm not successful. And so how many of you know that sometimes it's the darkest hour just before dawn? And so in that moment, I was just, hello?
Yes, that's me. I'm saying yes. I'm in agreement 100%. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I feel like I'm not alone in this. Tell me your name.
This is Coach Chanel.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you standing in agreement with me. That's where I was. I was just like, oh, my gosh, like something has got to change. And so in that moment, it was like right after Christmas. And so it was right after Christmas, and I just started looking up. I started looking up government agencies, and I was like, I am going to pitch myself to speak at a government agency. And I called some places, and they were like, oh, my God, it's just after Christmas. Nobody's here. Why are you calling us? How many of you know that sometimes you have to go through a few no's to get to your one yes? And so I had just made a commitment to myself that something was going to happen. And so sometimes when you have a dream, you have a vision for your life, sometimes it looks like it's not going to happen, but you have to still keep going. And so while some people was like, no, we are not looking for a psychologist. We are not looking to bring you in to speak. One person said yes. And when I got to my yes, it ended up being a six-figure contract with the city of Atlanta. And this completely transformed my life, y'all. And I want to share this story with you because you might be in that moment. You might be in that moment where you're like, man, I'm not seeing it happen. I want it to happen. I believe it's going to happen. But when, Jesus? And so this was that crucial moment for me where I had to continue to make the calls, even in moments when it looked dark, even in moments when it looked like it's not going to happen. And as a result, I was able to get a major contract that opened up so much for me, so much for my business. And so I want to give you three tips on what you can do, what I did to go from food stamps to six figures. So get your pens and your notepads out, y'all. Food stamps to six figures. Are y'all ready for this? So one, get clear about your vision. Get clear about your vision. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. I made a list of my goals. I have this list in my bathroom. Every time I take a bath, I can see my goals. I have this list on my refrigerator. Every time I open the refrigerator door, I can see my goals. And one day I looked at those goals, and I was like, half of this list I've done. Half of this list I've done. At one point, this list looked like things that I didn't know how it was going to happen. I mean, I had retreats on there. I had international speaking engagements on there. I had hiring other staff. I wrote this list when it was nobody but me in the business. Now I have a team of five people that work for me. The reason why it's important to write down your vision, because it's something about writing down your vision that it activates something in your mind where you start to work through the steps of how you're going to get there on an unconscious level, because daily you're looking at, all right, this is what we're working on. Okay, this is what we're making happen. So that is step one. Get clear about your vision and write it down. All right. Step two. The second thing that I did in going from food stamps to six figures is I decided that I can have it. I decided that it can be mine. And so I want you guys to give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to show up boldly. Give yourself permission to own your gift. Give yourself permission to put a price tag on what you do. Because, see, here's the thing. People would ask me to speak, and I wouldn't tell them my rate. I was just like, okay, sure, I'll do it, no problem. But I had to start valuing the gift that God has given me by honoring that, yeah, it's a price tag, it's an investment to work with me. And when I gave myself permission that I could have it, it allowed for me to start showing up. It allowed for me to start positioning myself as an answer to someone's prayers. And I think that a lot of times we play small. A lot of times we don't even let people know what we do. I know that was the case for me, where when I first started my business, I was like, okay, I got the website, but I wasn't letting people know about it. I wasn't sending traffic to it. I wasn't showing up and marketing the business. So more people have to know that you exist, and it starts with you first deciding that I can have this. One of the things that I did in 2016 is I took 6 months off and I traveled to 14 countries. And you know why I did it? It's because I decided that I can do it. And once I decided that I can do it, my husband and I, we started saving money, and we're both in business for ourselves. So we just did it. We went to Europe. We went to Africa. We went to Asia. I spoke in Asia. We went to Dubai. We went to Paris, Spain, Italy, West Africa, South Africa, Cape Town. I mean, places that I had never imagined. Because, see, here's the thing. I grew up in an impoverished environment where I saw a lot of drugs, drug dealers, crime, violence, teen pregnancy. It was all around me. So for the person out there who is making excuses, who's saying, oh, she could do it, but I can't do it. You know, sometimes we count ourselves out and we say, oh, she's doing it because of X, Y, and Z. No. The environment that I grew up in did not, nothing about where I grew up said that I would be here. But you have to decide that you can have it. You have to give yourself permission to be clear about, okay, I want this. I can have this. I'm going to go after it. And trust me when I say that it can be yours. It's nothing special about me. It's nothing special about me. I just decided. All right, step three. the number three thing that I did to go from food stamps to six figures is I got focused. I got focused, y'all. See, the thing about business owners is that sometimes we are creative and we get all these ideas and we're like, oh, I could do hair and I could like do therapy and then I could also paint nails and do lashes and we got all these different ideas and meanwhile we're not taking action on none of them. So that's why I want you to get focused, because being focused is going to allow that idea you have to go from idea to manifestation, because when you're focused, you don't get sidetracked into doing other random things. You're clear about what your vision is, and you focus on that vision every day. Let me tell you about the power of focus in my life. So I have been thinking about writing a book for a very long time, years, in fact. I was like, I want to write a book. How many of you know that you have a book inside of you? You know, sometimes we can know that we have something inside of us, but we're not taking action towards it. So that was me. I was like, I want to write a book, and I thought about it for years. And once I focused on that book, I wrote it in 7 days. I took a cruise by myself for 7 days, and every day I just wrote. And Marital Peace, my book about relationships, was finished in 7 days. And the reason why that was so crucial to me is because when I wrote the book, I remember a lady bought it and she said, this book transformed my life. Like, I was getting ready to file for divorce. Like, I was at a point where I was feeling like there's no way this marriage can last. And I read your book and it transformed my life. And then she ordered bulk copies of the book. She was like, I need 10 because I want to give it to everybody I know. And this is the book that I was nervous about writing. This is the book where I talked about some of the struggles that I had in my relationship and how I got through it, some of the periods where I questioned if it could work and how it can work, and some of the real low points that we've gone through in the 17 years with my husband. And so I could have never written it. I could have never actually sat down, focused, and wrote the book. But when I decided that, okay, I'm going to write this book, and I took that cruise for 7 days, and I got away from all of the day-to-day distractions in my life, in 7 days it was done. And as a result of that, people's lives were transformed. And I know that each of you have gifts inside of you. I know each and every one of you that is listening to this podcast, you have something special about you. You have a God-given talent that you have a responsibility to stand up and be bold in that gift and to usher it into the world. Because many are called, you are chosen. You have to do what you know that God is giving you to do in this world. All right, now I have a bonus for you guys. I have a bonus tip. I told you I was going to give you three things that I did to go from food stamps to six figures, but as I was writing these things down, I discovered that, you know what, there is one more that I want to share with you. That is self-discipline. If there was one gift that I can put inside of each and every person I know, it would be self-discipline. Because self-discipline is what divides the winners from the losers. It's what divides the successful people from the unsuccessful people. Because there are things that we all want, right? We all want to be in a happy relationship. We all want to have a successful career. We all want financial abundance. But a lot of people make excuses. Right? You want to lose weight, but you won't go to the gym. You want to lose weight, but you won't put down the donuts. Self-discipline is what makes the difference between people who are millionaires and people who want to be millionaires. You got to have self-discipline. Self-discipline for me is when I know that I should be pitching myself. And I get up and I pick up the phone and I start letting people know who I am, that I'm a speaker and what I speak about. And you know what? Truth be told, sometimes I don't feel like doing it. Sometimes I'm nervous about doing it. Sometimes I'm scared that people aren't going to want what I have to offer. Sometimes I'm scared I'm going to be rejected. You know, sometimes there are things that need to be done in my business that I don't feel like doing, like my admins have, like responding to emails, like writing notes. Like sometimes I don't feel like doing these things. But success is found in what you do daily and consistently. And so that's why I say self-discipline is everything. Because if you decide that I don't care what I feel like doing, I'm going to pitch myself. I don't care what I feel like doing. I'm going to the gym whether I feel like doing it or not. I know that for my relationships to grow, I need to prioritize time for date night. I don't feel like it's times when you don't feel like doing the things that need to be done to grow your life, relationship, and business. And I say self-discipline is the crucial thing in all of this, because self-discipline is what decides between you wanting something and you achieving something. And so that is my last tip on how I went from food stamps to six figures. It was self-discipline. Now, as we start to prepare to wrap up this segment, I want to share a story with you. I adore my mom. My mom is like my whole heart, y'all. And so I was having surgery. And when I had surgery, you know, doctors ask you all these kind of crazy questions, like, what do you want to happen if something goes wrong? Who is your power attorney? And so I'm kind of faced with this idea that this surgery may not go well. I had a fibroid in my uterus. And so in order to get pregnant, I had to have it removed. And so the doctor said that this should be an easy procedure. You're not going to even have to stay overnight. But it turned out that it ended up being more complicated than what he originally thought. How many of you know that sometimes the journey to being a success in your business, sometimes it takes longer than what you think. Sometimes it costs more than what you think. Sometimes it requires more of you than what you want, right? And so this is what I was faced with in having this surgery, that I ended up having to stay in the hospital for 4 nights. It turned out that I had endometriosis, which is when tissue grows out of your uterus from where it should be. And so after the surgery, my mom got me this plant. And I love this plant because when I look at it, I think about my mom. And I adore her. She's a therapist as well. She was a therapist for over 30 years. She taught me so much about being a healer, being a couples therapist, and doing transformational work. And so it was in this moment that my mom got me this plant coming out of the surgery. And then one day I was looking at the plant, and it was dying. And I was like, oh, my God, it's my mama plant that she got me, and it's dying. And so I had realized in this moment that I had not been watering it. And how many of you know that for something to grow, it requires water? And so I want to encourage all of you that are listening to this podcast to not just listen to this, but take action. It would be a shame for us to all take this time out on this Saturday morning and you to listen to this and not take action. So I want to encourage you guys to take action. I have a Facebook group, a Facebook community called Paid to Speak. So for those of you who are interested in becoming a speaker, you can connect with me over there. And then I also have a community called Black Marriage Matters. For those of you who are couples, it's about 5,000 couples in this Facebook group called Black Marriage Matters. I'd love to connect with you guys over there. All right, well, that is my time for today. I want to open it up for any questions.
So everyone is unmuted. So if there's a particular person that would like to ask the question, you may do so. You can take your phone off mute if you would like to, you know, say anything. But I would like to say something as well while we're waiting for someone to speak, if there's a guest that would like to speak. everything you said today was phenomenal, and it was very, very important information. And it's funny because I'm going to speak for myself, is that this is a process that I have been going through. Everything that you said and where you're at and what you're doing, it's all divine. And I always say that everybody who has led to this platform was divine, literally. And so I thank you. I thank you for the information you shared. I did write down my tips and my pointers. And also, even with what you said about, you know, going through the process of surgery, you know, and have to, and when it seems like it's going to be easy, but then there's complications, what do you do in those moments? And so I want to thank you again. I definitely will be going to your speaker, your Facebook group for speakers. But can you reiterate exactly what that Facebook name was again for me?
Sure, absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I love what you're doing, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of this sacred space. The name of the group is called Paid to Speak. And so I created this community because I knew that for me, I was just fumbling, trying to figure it out. How do I get started speaking? I know I have a vision. I know I have something that's what I want to do in the world. And I struggled initially with getting started. I struggled with knowing how to get started, how to position myself as a speaker. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to climb this ladder and kick this ladder down behind me, but I want to create a space for other purpose-driven entrepreneurs, other heart-centered speakers, other people who are coaches, counselors, therapists, who have a message and want to get it out there in the world but don't know how. I want to create a space for us to have those types of dialogues. And so the group is called Pay to Speak. It's over 2,500 people already inside of this Facebook group, and I would love to see you guys over there. It's called Pay to Speak.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So is there anyone that would like to speak?
Yes. Hi, how you doing? I'd like to thank you for this opportunity. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I was listening to your podcast, Chanel, and I had to pull over because everything that she started with, the confusion, the not being sure enough, all the doubts of life to keep you from succeeding or reaching your goal has landed at my footsteps. And just to reiterate what you were talking about, that I have a gift of ministry as well as speaking, but I speak too fast. I talk too fast. I don't slow down. And that is one of my main sore spots that I have, and I doubt myself in a lot of areas. But I find myself sometimes, on Facebook, and I'll do some typing or some texting, you know, and I express my feelings that way. But I do want to come from out there. I need to be trained up, and I am wanting to start my goal pathway. In which Chanel, Coach Chanel was talking to me about. I'm her mother, Miss Robinson. And so my thing was, will you be talking about how to help someone be like patient with themselves, learn to speak less, what I want to say?
So that pretty much takes like individual coaching, because am I correct, Dr. Lewis?
So yes, I think it would be wonderful to connect with you. You're already in Atlanta. I have a company called Atlanta Couple Therapy, and I work with individuals as well as people who are in a relationship. And in the individual counseling, one of the things that I do is help build people's confidence so that they can start to take that inspired action. Because sometimes it's something that we know that we need to do, we know that we're called to do, but we need support in walking that thing out. So, yeah, I would love to connect with you, especially since you're in Atlanta.
Right.
Yes. Well, I'll get the information from Coach Chanel, and I'll touch base
great.
With her. Thank you for today. It's just really a wake up call. It really
thank you.
Is.
That means a lot hearing
yeah.
you say that.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. So, do we have any other callers that would like to speak?
Yes. Hi, I'm Tatum, and I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. This platform is amazing, and I'm kind of co-signing on what Ms. Robinson was saying because I think it was just very powerful and it was needed because it just kind of helped me to kind of push more in terms of what I need to do in terms of, you know, life coaching and counseling. I have fear in terms of, like, getting my license because I just got my master's, but I know that God has called me to help and to minister to other people. And so what you said kind of just was kind of like confirmation in terms of you need to just kind of execute and have a plan. So I just want to thank you for just enlightening me, and I would love to kind of connect and just also probably even be able to receive counseling from you so I can just kind of grow and do the things that I need to do. So it was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for saying that. I appreciate you sharing that. I remember when I was getting ready to apply to grad school, and I was like, okay, I'm about to do this thing. And I got rejected from 8 of the 9 places that I applied. I was like, wait, what is going on? Like, I know I'm going to go to grad school. Why do you take people not checking for me? And so everything that I had to do, I had to do 2 times. So I applied again, and I got in. I did not pass my comprehensive exams the first time, so then I had to take it again. My licensure exam, I didn't pass that the first time. And so what I realized is what was happening for me, it was building my grit, it was building my tenacity, it was building that get up and go, you're going to make this happen type of spirit. Because part of entrepreneurship is that I face a lot of no's every single day, and I eat those no's and I keep it moving. But it was because those low moments of not getting it the first time when I was in graduate school, not getting accepted the first time. And so you're working on your master's, you're going to get your master's. I say keep going, keep pushing, because I know what it's like to have a dream of you want something and face roadblocks, and I believe you can have it.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do is close us out in prayer, and I would like for you all to have a wonderful Saturday and the rest of this weekend and all of next weekend with a happy holiday. But I'm going to go ahead and start a prayer. So Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for having us all divinely on this phone and those who are going to listen in the future. I ask that you cover us and protect us, Lord. I ask that you give us the things that we need, Lord. You know what our necessities are. You know where we struggle, Lord. And you know the things that we need as far as your kingdom. We are going to be out here serving and continuing to serve in your kingdom, Lord. So I pray that you fill us up with everything that it is that we are going to need. And I just come before you right now thanking you for this opportunity. I pray over everyone and their families that they're also covered and protected as they come and they go, and that they also are, their needs are met as well. I thank you for the connections and the partnerships, Lord, and everyone that you're going to have going forward connected, because this is all divine. And I just am gratefully appreciative of all you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Everyone have a wonderful day. And Dr. Lewis, thank you again. If you would like to reiterate real quick a website that you have for your book, if anyone is wanting to purchase a book, they can do that.
Sure, absolutely. So what I would do is just email me. Right now it's on Amazon and it's $29. But for everybody who is on the podcast right now, today, if you email me at drlewis@giftedcounseling.com, I will give it to you for 50% off. So instead of $29.99, it would be $15 for you. So just email me. I'll send you the link. On Amazon, it's $29.99, but if you want to get it for 50% off, I'll sign a copy for you and then mail it out to you tomorrow. All right? And then if you guys want to connect with me, my Facebook group is called Paid to Speak, Paid to Speak. And then my website for where I provide individual counseling here in Atlanta is called Atlanta Couple Therapy. And then I also have a Facebook group for couples. There's about 5,000 couples in there, and it's called Black Marriage Matters. All right, it has been a pleasure to be with you guys today. I'm looking forward to staying connected with you guys and seeing all your dreams manifest.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.